The reality of Al-Dabaq al-Ard in the Quran and the Hadiths. Al-Dabaq al-Ard is one of the omens that will appear in the end times. In the light of the information provided in verses of the Quran and the Hadiths, Al-Dabaq al-Ard refers to computer and internet technology. Allah alone knows the truth. When the word is justly carried out against them, we will produce a beast from the earth which will speak to them. Truly mankind had no certainty about our signs. When the word is justly carried out against them, Al-Dabaq al-Ard will appear when Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, begins his work in the end times. The use of computers in daily life intensified in the 1980s, when Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, appeared. We will produce a beast from the earth. The verse shows that Al-Dabaq will consist of elements produced from the earth, such as metal, iron, copper, zinc, chrome, and silicon. These substances are the main materials used in modern-day computers, which will speak to them. Truly mankind had no certainty about our signs. By means of the internet, it is now very easy and quick to talk to, see, and establish communications with people. Almost anyone logging onto the internet can be easily told of the existence and oneness of Allah and of the Quran, and in this way, computers and the internet serve as a warner and reminder. In the Hadiths, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provides many details about Al-Dabaq al-Ard. Its face resembles a human face. Modern-day computers can see just like human beings by means of their cameras, and hear and speak by means of their integrated sound systems. Its beak is hairy. The words "its beak is hairy" indicates an electronic cable consisting of thin fibers and used to power computers. All colors are present on Al-Dabaq al-Ard. There are 16.8 million colors in modern computer monitors. Its eye resembles a hog's eye. Modern computers have tiny cameras in them, resembling little eyes. Its ear is like an elephant's ear. Modern-day laptops resemble an elephant's ears in shape. In addition, by means of a computer's ability to record sound, all the sounds around it can easily be perceived and even recorded by a computer. It will have the staff of the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. It will cry in a loud voice, "People no longer genuinely believe in our signs." It will then mark believers and disbelievers. It will be instrumental in believers and disbelievers being identified. It will have the staff of the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah revealed one of the greatest proofs of creation to the Darwinists and materialists of the time by turning the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, staff into a snake. In the end times, he will show all Darwinists and materialists proof of creation through computers and the internet. He will encounter a believer, and when he brands the believer's face, his face will be bright and radiant. When he marks a disbeliever's face, it will be black. When they log on to the internet and see the proofs of the existence of Allah and the seal of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the believers' fervor will increase and their faith will be strengthened. But the deniers' faces will turn black because of the intensity of their rage. One will travel 3 days of distance with one step. By means of computers and the internet, information can be sent from one end of the earth to the other in seconds. Nobody will be able to catch it, or anyone to escape it by fleeing. Since computers are in almost all homes, people cannot escape the truth. It will appear and cry out 3 times in a voice that all between the earth and sky can hear. It will turn to the east and cry out, and all those in the east will hear it. Then it will turn to Sham and cry out, and all the Yemenis will hear its voice. There will be no town or home that Al-Dabaq cannot enter. Computers are on all homes now, and by means of internet and satellite technology, everyone can access all manner of images and sounds, from people working underground to those living at the tops of skyscrapers and people flying in airplanes. It will come alongside someone who was in prayer and placed the mark of the liar between his eyes, saying, "This is not your prayer because you were a liar and a hypocrite." Al-Dabat al-Ard will enable hypocrites and liars who are opposed to the Quran, despite appearing to be religious, to be identified and exposed. It will kill the shaitan. Darwinism, materialism, and atheism, the system of Satan, will be eliminated by online publications proving the oneness and greatness of Allah, and the religion of Satan will thus be annihilated. The Al-Dabat al-Ard is the assistant of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. The Al-Dabat, one of the signs of the end times, will assist the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in their intellectual activities. By means of computers and the internet, there will be nowhere beyond the reach of Muslims, and, by the will of Allah, the moral values of Islam will spread with extraordinary speed across the world.